Moncrief on News Talk.
After the upheaval of the pandemic and the wave known as the Great Resignation, a new way of understanding why we quit our jobs is emerging. Today, we're looking at the idea of jolts, those sudden moments, big or small, that can push us to rethink our jobs, our priorities and even our lives. From burnout and bad bosses to life milestones and unexpected change, research suggests many of us are just one jolt away from a major career decision. I'm joined now by Professor Anthony Coltz, Professor of Organisational Behavioural, UCL School of Management, and author of Jolted, Why We Quit and When We Stay. Good afternoon, Anthony.
It's great to be here.
What prompted this writing of this book? Was it an experience of a jolt yourself? Did you see it in others?
Well, I've had the experience myself and I have seen it in others, but it was really the experience of going through the pandemic and realizing that a lot of people underestimated or didn't recognize the role that jolts play in shaping our careers in our lives. And so I thought there was this opportunity to bring these jolts out in the open so that we can prepare for them and manage them better.
So what is a jolt then? How do we know what a jolt is if we're feeling it and experiencing it?
Yeah, sometimes we don't know until after it's happened, but it's these events, and they can be big or they can be quite small, that cause us to stop and rethink our relationship with work and put it under the microscope and question it a little bit. And sometimes these jolts come and go without having a big impact on our lives. And other times they're the impetus for big career changes.
Okay, so you describe six jolts in the book. Can you tell us about each of these six jolts that people can experience?
Yeah, so I talk about the six jolts that you'll meet in your career and life. And the first are pretty straightforward. These are direct jolts. So these are negative events that happen to you at work. Think about experiencing mistreatment or failing on a major project. Those are the types of things that make you stop and rethink, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Next, we're often impacted collaterally by the jolts that happen to those around us. So for anyone who's had a coworker who's a friend who has quit their job, that can be a moment where you stop and think, well, my coworker's leaving. Maybe I should do the same. And then finally, within the workplace, there's what I call honeymoon jolts. So sort of surprisingly, the first year on the job is the most common year for turnover. So these honeymoon jolts strike when we're in a new job and we realize the way we thought this job was going to be is not how it's actually turning out. And so it makes us think about quitting right away. And then outside the workplace, there's jolts like a health threat in our life or in the life of a loved one that, of course, makes us think, why am I spending all this time on this job when life is short? And even we're finding that jolts stem from events that happen halfway around the world that you hear about through a news program like this. And especially if you identify with the group that's experiencing this harm, it can make you say, what am I doing with my life? And these first five types of jolts are all negative. That's because as humans, we tend to react more strongly to negative events. But of course, there's positive events like the birth of a child, getting married, or even having a milestone birthday like 40th or 50th that can jolt us and cause us to rethink our life path and make major changes.
Okay, you said earlier that sometimes you don't really realize it's a jolt until after the fact. So then how do you know when to act on a jolt in the moment? Or can you ever really be sure, I suppose?
Yeah, so I mean, you can't always be sure right away. But I think the key is when we find ourselves in this situation of questioning work and saying, you know, this unfair thing happened, or I'm just feeling really upset about work today, is to pause and try to set the emotions associated with the jolt aside or try to let them subside and then think through what is really going on here. What's the root cause of me feeling this way? Often we quickly move from having a negative or work event to wanting to quit or even if we can't quit to dreaming about it. But it's important to sort of sit and say, what options do I have for dealing with this issue? And sometimes we may find that what caused the jolt is actually either not a big deal or something that we can speak up and solve. But we also find ourselves in tougher situations sometimes where there's a problem with our relationship with work. We would like to change it, but can't. And we can't quit either. And so then there's a tougher navigation process that happens.
You talk about potentially bringing forward your jolts maybe to a manager, will say that it's actually about kind of speaking up and making it known that you're experiencing these feelings, that you're, how do you broach that conversation? I'd imagine going up to your manager and going, I'm thinking about quitting. I've just got a funny feeling that I think I should quit. Like how, I'm sure there's a better way to navigate that, but how should people do that?
Yeah, what's amazing is, you know, it seems pretty obvious that if you have a jolt and there's a problem that you should bring it up to your manager, but it often doesn't happen. We see it in exit interviews where somebody's quitting and for a problem that could have been fixed if they would have brought it up. So when bringing up an issue to your manager, it's definitely not putting quitting on the table right away. It's bringing up this issue and bringing it up along with a solution. And ideally, the solution to the problem can't only benefit you. Hopefully it would benefit others or the organization as well. So there's a little bit of selling that goes on when bringing up the issue. So it's not just about, I have a problem, fix it. It's that I'm experiencing this. I bet other people are as well. And I think there's a solution, you know, that works out for everyone. If we change our schedules this way, or maybe, you know, have this type of overtime pay, whatever it may be, you sort of move into sales mode or politician mode, which isn't always comfortable, but it's necessary sometimes to make change happen in workplaces.
Anthony, someone's been in touch here. I got jolted twice at work, passed over for promotion twice, no hope of role change, so I must change company. Do you agree with this person's take? Is that the only option for them?
Yeah, more than likely that's a really good option. And this is a classic jolt, being passed over for a promotion. So, I mean, we're in a labor market right now that's pretty sluggish, It's pretty low hire, low fire. And so it can be tough to switch jobs. And so, you know, part of what I talk about in the book is there are periods of time in all of our careers where we're sort of at a career plateau, where there's not another promotion or move up in sight. And we're looking for that next opportunity, but not quite sure what it is. And I think if we're in a position where we can, you know, craft the job ourselves in ways that helps us survive for that year or 2 years or 3 years when we're looking. And so I think it's important when you're in the situation that your caller is in to also look at any, you know, probably going up for these promotions, the person was putting in a lot of extra effort that takes quite a psychological toll, putting in this extra work. And do they want to keep doing this? Or do they want to pull back on the extra that they're investing in their job a little bit, especially if future promotions are off the table, and invest that extra time in more meaningful pursuits outside of work or in their job search. So I think there's a little bit of effort shifting that goes on as well, if that makes sense.
It's interesting to read what you've written here. Over half of all decisions to quit are triggered by one event.
Yeah. So this is the surprising insight. We tend to think of quitting as like the culmination of many small events that push us away, and this sort of rational process of slowly becoming dissatisfied or slowly becoming attracted by some outside opportunity. But quitting often happens much more quickly and much more irrationally as the result of a single event. And the research shows, and my research and others shows, it's about half the time. And when I talk to people and I say, think about like the major career changes and the major changes that you've made in your life, the big transitions, let's talk about how many of those we can trace back to a single event. It turns out about half the time people can trace it back to a single event, but the other half of the time it was a slow slow decision. And so what this book is about is shedding more light on these events, these jolting moments.
Are there some jolting moments that people just should not act on at all? Because, you know, like everyone has a day where it's like, I hate it here. I want to quit. I hate my boss. I hate everyone. I'm going off to the Caribbean, starting a new life, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going out to the woods. Obviously, not practical in a lot of senses. You have to have, you know, there has to be a safety net there for you, depending on who you are. You have a family, you're supporting other people, et cetera, et cetera. But even aside from that, we all get these niggling feelings sometimes, but just because we get them doesn't necessarily mean we should act on them, right?
Yeah, the vast majority of the time, not acting on those impulses and just slowing down and going through that thought process I talked about earlier is a good idea. As tempting as it is to impulsively quit or to burn bridges on the way out, or to ghost your employer when you've been treated unfairly, when you've been passed over for promotions, when you have an abusive manager. It usually doesn't create any change in the organization, and it doesn't really do anything for you either. Now there are exceptions when people are in extraordinarily bad situations, or like you mentioned, if you have a good safety net, if you've got a condo in the Caribbean sitting there that you can bail out to, then that's great. But most of the time, there's nothing to be gained by impulsively quitting versus going through a more thoughtful process that sets you up for a better transition out of that company. And whether you want to think about it or not, that also sets you up for boomeranging back to that company if your next chapter doesn't work out.
Yeah, I think that's something that people don't always think about. And we have another text in here. Are there any examples of people who didn't quit and stay and it ended up being the best thing that happened? Did you find that in your research, just while we're on the subject of boomerang as well, I suppose?
Yeah, so these are the incidents that, you know, don't get as much attention because staying isn't very glamorized. But, you know, in the book, I talk about a few people. And one of the famous ones is a person who just retired as CEO and chairman of Disney. And he writes about how he had a lucrative opportunity earlier in his career, and he wanted to take it because there had just been a merger where he had been treated unfairly. But he ended up staying loyal to the organization and having, you know, arguably one of the best careers that anyone could possibly have. And so there are, I think, lots of times, and it may be in the wake of being passed over for a promotion or a failure or something like that, where we want to quit, but actually we just need to stick around a little bit longer, and the opportunity will come up again. But that can be hard to see in the moment. But yeah, the reality is like jolts, we're going to experience jolts fairly commonly throughout our lives. And if we reacted dramatically to every one, it would cause a lot of chaos in our life. So a lot of the time, the right thing to do is just to acknowledge it and set it to the side until a later date, or just realize that that's part of life. Is a bad Monday is just that, a bad Monday.
So in this job market then, Anthony, would you be advising people to stay or go? Maybe hang on a little longer with how tumultuous everything is, the geopolitical situation, needless to say, everything else going on. Should people kind of dig their heels in for a little bit? Or is there hope? Is there hope for anyone who is listening to this being jolted alive right now, just desperate to leave?
There's lots of hope, and there's still lots of churn in the labor market going on. And so depending on your industry, your experience, your situation, you know, if you have good other opportunities, or you're in a position where you can take that career break, you can go back to school, you have a side hustle, or there's some gig work where you can supplement your income, then absolutely quitting may be the right call. All I tend to encourage workers to do, especially in this environment, is just they have probably more time and more options than they think. And so if they're in a situation where they can tolerate it, slowing down and really thinking about, can I speak up at work? And make some change, or can I lean back a little bit and make this job take a little bit less of my life out of me? I can experiment with those changes and see if they make my situation better without quitting. And the upside of experimenting a little bit with how can I try to change my job is if you do end up quitting, you'll do so with the knowledge that I tried everything I could to make this work. Because the reality is, a lot of job changes end in some bit of regret that people have. And it could be regret over taking this new job. And the way that we can reduce regret after switching jobs is by trying to make the prior one work. And so I think people could try these different techniques. And if they don't work, then absolutely, I think quitting is the right call, you know, given their whatever life situation they have.
Okay, there you go. Professor Anthony Coltz, author of Jolted, Why We Quit and When to Stay. Thank you so much. We got a text in here that I want to read as well, I think is important to consider, that I also think a lot of people don't consider. I had an amazing career at Facebook in my early 30s, but then my mom died suddenly when she was only 59. It made me rethink all those early mornings stuck in traffic, working to live in a big house and drive a fancy car. My husband and I sat down and rejigged our finances. I quit my job job, sold my car, and we don't really go on holidays anymore. But my sons have their mom around, and I get to spend quality time with my children before it's too late. People should consider their lifestyles. Do they need to work a certain job, or do they want to because they desire a certain lifestyle? Yeah, something to consider for sure.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.